This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. And I just got to ask this. Jason, do we have Sean? Okay. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. Now, I can't play the audio because I'm having the breakdown, but you know what? Rather than that, we're just going to talk Second Call Defense with the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How are you?
Hey, listen, I've been meaning to ask, are those friends of the NRA dinners, do they serve good food?
They serve great food. In fact, I was just at my meeting and finishing up the meeting tonight for that. We have some pork loin, we have some chicken, we have some steak, some tenderloin, and then, of course, all the carbs you want. Some drink tickets to loosen up your billfold, and some great desserts. There's nothing better than a live auction when people are a little tipsy.
I imagine that probably. Do you think there's any buyer's remorse the next day with the winner, though?
You know what?
I paid what for what?
Because most people are going home with firearms they wanted. And when you go home with a gun, even if you paid too much for it, you're still happy because all that money goes to the kids. We gave over $30,000 away last year to 4-H Club and another $20,000 or $30,000 to other organizations. So our kids get the money first.
Well, that's good. That's a part of the NRA. How come nobody ever publicizes that part of the NRA?
Well, you know what? The Friends of the NRA Foundation has 20 or 30 some million dollars in the past 20 or 25 years since they've been in existence has went to support the shooting sports, whether it's for high school, whether it's for 4-H clubs, shooting groups, shooting activities of all kinds, anything you can imagine. And the great thing about that is half the money we earn stays in my county, in Butler County, and we have a lot of shooting events and a lot of shooters and kids that benefit from that. And half the money goes to the national program, to the headquarters, and then and they also have that money to use for like-kind things. So none of the money goes to waste. I have access to firearms that nobody else does, that we auction, that I'll give away, that I'll make table packages for. And so that's another advantage that I have. You know, people want CMR-30s. They can't find them. I got them. Ask your FFLs if they've ever had one. Well, I have access to 130 of them. And I got a truck full of PMR-30s. I'm going to raffle some of those off tomorrow night to Butler County Sportsman's Club. So it's all about earning the money and putting it back into the shooting sports. And in my mind, it starts with our kids. It's that youngest generation. When they're in the range of their 22 rifles, and they move up from that, and the scouts. So, and then the high schools, the shooting clubs, because shotgun shooting is coming back in high schools in Ohio now, finally. So, you know, money goes there also.
Right. I never had thought about that, but, three-gun is becoming very much a youth sport, isn't it? Sending that money find what kind of competitive shooting sports does this money find its way to? I guess is the question.
Well, you know, I can tell you that we were just starting. I was just talking about that with one of my committee members because there's a Scholastic shooting program now that does a free gun, and they're hosting it in Middletown, Ohio, and they want to know if I could help. And you know, absolutely. So now, because of things at Camp Perry, you're not going to get today's generation of shooters to lay down in a prone position and take 15 minutes between shots. That's just not going to happen. They need to be active and moving. So now the NRA and other groups and programs are promoting three guns for youth and three gun competitions, period. And some more interactive shooting competitions in a rimfire also. So things are changing with the people that, you know, carry concealed and are just worried about shooting for those instances. And then some of the tactical events that people like to do. So, you know, it's changed quite a bit. And it's all changed for the better because there's more and more of us getting involved in that. You know, women in shooting is a multi-billion dollar industry now. And despite the fact that the media doesn't publicize the gun sales, are still pretty brisk. Obviously, they've slowed down a bit, but not as much as people think. And there's generally 20 or so, I would bet at least, Friends of the NRA banquets in every state. I mean, there's probably 20 or 30 or 40 in the state of Ohio alone. I know there's some coming up in Colorado. Colorado Springs area, there are 7 or 8 I want to contact for some different things. But these events are everywhere. Great food, the opportunity to win firearms, the opportunity to buy firearms during auctions. I sell an ammo can, for instance, for $100, Bill.
Mm.
I sell 100 ammo cans as people are walking in the door. They give me $100. They get a chance to win 3 guns, and it'll be a Kimber, it'll be a Daniel Defense AR-15, and it'll be some kind of nice shotgun. And then they'll also get $100 with a raffle ticket. So really, they're buying raffle tickets, and they're getting the chance to win these guns for free and everything else. And those things sell out almost immediately. They walk in the door, you know, making that kind of money immediately, and then people win guns. And we have wall of guns where we sell 52 cards in a deck. And we draw the card. If your card matches, you get to pick any one of 100 or so guns that we have access to. So there's always a reason to win a gun. And the way I run my banquets is I give away as many guns as I possibly can.
Mm.
Because then I get you back again next year.
Gotcha. I like that. I might have to go. I guess the next time I hear one of those, I ought to go.
Well, you should. And ours is July 28th on a Friday night. Maybe I can get you and the missus down here, and you can just shack up with me.
Okay.
And do a simulcast.
We could do, well, you mean a remote, don't you? We'd be doing
a remote.
Yeah, we'd be doing a remote. I think we could probably do that. I can still do it via Skype.
Oh, that's right.
So, then we might be able to do that. We'll have to talk about that.
But all you folks out there listening, I know some of you live around me. In fact, I know there's probably 2 dozen of you listening to me right now. You know my phone number. I'm going to be at Premier Shooting next week doing a seminar, and you need to buy tickets. They're $45 a piece for tickets for great food and a great time. I haven't raised ticket prices in 10 years. So,
you know,
I know who you are, guys. You've got to come and buy tickets for me.
The thing about those things, in every other state where they get out there, like in Detroit, I know they're constantly having seminars from the instructors trying to help people understand what's going to happen if they use their gun in self-defense that don't have access to somebody like you. Where
right.
It, you know, I mean, there's not as rare as it may be to have like a tactical instructor somewhere in your locale. You're probably going to have 5 in a 100-mile square, you know, circle or something like that. Claiming to be tactical. How many people like you are in that same square circle, though, with that kind of expertise after the fact? That's the thing.
And I burn a lot of gas and a lot of time, but this one is going to be on lethal force and log. And it's my favorite one because as an NRA instructor, as a basic pistol instructor, and putting concealed carry permits in people's hands, I know, I'm not going to lie to myself, that some people never think about when they can use a firearm in self-defense. They know the law, but they don't understand what is that line you have to cross? And so I start talking about lethal force and law and when you are legally permitted to use lethal force. And then how do you justify your use of lethal force to a jury?
Yep.
So, you know, that's what this next one is about. And that's the important information you want to know, because if you and I don't know when we're legally permitted to pull that trigger, we're going to pull it when it's too late.
Let's do the general view of what you think overall, the way it works out to be in most cases. Let's do sort of a general overview of when it's okay to do lethal force or use lethal force in the next segment, shall we? Can we do that?
No problem.
Okay. SecondCallDefense.org. If you are not a member, that means that you have not completed everything. You got the holster, you got the gun, you're taking the training, you're practicing every weekend. You are great up to a certain point. If you're not carrying a badge, you need to be carrying a Second Call Defense membership card. That is simply a fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Well, this is Lock and Load, because this is Wednesday. This also means it's the world according to Second Call Defense with CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Now, just so we know, just so we can try to get that out there for everybody listening this night, this hour, this segment, please, if you will, give us a basic overview of when it is actually warranted and legal to employ lethal self-defense, if you would, please, sir.
Be happy to. As soon as any of us are in imminent fear or immediate fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, it doesn't necessarily have to be harm that ends up killing us, but if we're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, then we are legally justified to use lethal force. Now, keep in mind, if you're in the state of Ohio, I have a duty to retreat. So if I am in fear of death, a serious bodily injury or harm, and the only way I can save myself is to use lethal force, then I'm justified in using lethal force. So that's the demarcation line. There's no gray, and it's a subjective test. It doesn't matter what Bill Frady thinks. It matters what I think, standing in my shoes. Am I in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm? If I can answer that question yes, then I can legally use lethal force. Now, we're going to have to justify our use of lethal force someday down the road, and I would use the acronym Administration of Justice: Ability, Opportunity, and Jeopardy. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Your Honor, I was in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. Well, why, Mr. Maloney? Because Bill Frady was standing over top of me with a knife in his hand. He clearly had the ability to kill me. Bill Frady was inches away from me. He had the opportunity to use that ability and kill me. And Jeopardy, I was afraid for my life. And so the reason you can use lethal force is because you're in fear of immediate death or serious bodily injury or harm. And it's unavoidable if you're in a duty to retreat state. And I justify that by saying that he had the ability, the opportunity, and I was in jeopardy. Now, if Bill Frady is 50 feet away on the other side of a busy highway screaming, I'm going to kill you, with a knife over his head, certainly he has the ability to use that knife to kill me. But he really doesn't have the opportunity right now. He's got to cross several lanes of traffic, and he's got to come and get me. So that's when he can prove the ability, but maybe not the opportunity was there. And I was or wasn't afraid. So, you know, it's very clear. And I tell people that you need to have scenarios in your mind, hypotheticals, and you need to go over them so you have a basic understanding at what point in time you're going to be in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. Now, out there, you're all asking a million questions. Yes, it does include a big guy and a little guy, or three or four persons versus one person, or a handicapped person versus one person. Anything that subjectively puts you in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm is enough. And a jury will get jury instruction. And generally speaking, the judge admonishes somebody in a trial to say, do not step foot in the victim or the defendant's shoes. We don't want you to do that. We want you to be the trier of fact. We want you to be the arbiters of truth and justice. Who's lying and maybe who's telling the truth? But in a self-defense case, the judge specifically tells the jury, step in the shoes of the defendant. Because remember, it's subjective. It doesn't matter what everybody else feels, but would you feel the same way that Mr. Maloney did under same or similar circumstances? And if you would have, faced with the ability, the opportunity, and the jeopardy, then you're going to walk and you're going to be acquitted. But anybody who goes to trial loses, and that's what second call defense is all about, to make sure. The first thing we do is to make sure it never gets that far. Then if it does, you're going to have all the resources necessary to take care of you if it does get that far.
Question, if I may.
Sure.
All right. As far as duty to retreat, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's say that this was right after I got out of the hospital with the heart attack. And I couldn't – my traveling distance in a rapid moment was about 1 foot. And I am physically incapable of retreating. Does that come into play?
Absolutely. And something that should be known is when you talk about the duty to retreat, you have to be able to safely retreat. And I mean, you can't be at risk of anything. If it's 32 degrees out, you're in your house or you're somewhere and you're in your bare feet, and the only way you can to avoid using lethal force is run outside, guess what? You don't have to. If it appears to you that you can't safely run away, then you don't have to. I always tell people, you know, we take our victim or we take our plaintiff or defendant as we find them. I found Bill Frady with a heart, recent heart surgery. He can't run. You're going to find Sean Maloney with two artificial hips. I'm not running away from anybody. I can't. You're going to catch me. And so, you know, Mr. Criminal may not realize that, but guess what? I'm not retreating from anybody because I don't have the ability, and we don't have to. We have to be able to safely retreat, and that means that one hair on our chinny chin chin can be harmed or risk to be harmed.
And then you were referencing what I call disparity of force, somebody bigger than you, more people than you, young versus old, that kind of thing.
Right.
Now, do those things combine? Do you have to have the duty to retreat when facing disparity of force, or is somebody, are you going to be able to fight that with that many people involved, there was no way to do it safely?
Well, and that's part of it. If you're in a duty retreat state, again, thinking about trying to retreat from those people, and you know, the circumstances are always going to change, but safely retreat. Now, when you're dealing with disparity of force of a few people, again, what do you feel like? Subjectively, I can't outrun those people. Subjectively, there was too many of them to outrun. Subjectively, my only choice, in my view, based on these facts and circumstances, the only way I could avoid harm was using lethal force. Because those three guys had the ability, the opportunity, and put me in jeopardy for my life.
Right. That's good stuff. The whole opportunity thing is what I always like. That whole thing right there is probably an angle I'd never heard about till I heard you talking about it. So
yeah,
I always like that kind of thing.
That's a sliding scale. You know, you have to have the opportunity to do it. Sure, you have the ability, but do you have the opportunity? And then that's when a reasonable person, faced with the same facts and circumstances, have acted the way you did. And if that answer is yes, then you win. But again, it's subjective. You're stepping in my shoes. What did I feel at that time? And I articulate that by the ability, the opportunity, and jeopardy. But remember, folks, there is no reason you can't walk down the street and put yourself in a million hypotheticals a day. What would I do? And at what point in time am I in the sphere? Because you know what? The first time you ever go through that that review, it better not be when you have to use the force. It needs to be done now so you can make it automatically. Second.
There you go. We'll be right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Since my audio player thingy is broke, I'm just, instead of it, this is Wednesday, so this is the world according to Second Call Defense, and that means Sean Maloney is somewhere out there in the hinterlands on the phone with us now, joining us again. I don't think I've ever asked you this question, but like, if I was in downtown anywhere at any time of the year, and a dude rolls up on me and my self-defense weapon is a 10 millimeter and I have to shoot him with a 10 millimeter, how will the prosecutor, if they get it to court, and if it is justified self-defense, how will the prosecutor portray me? What do you think?
As a man, he used a firearm to stop the threat. And that's kind of a moving target, so to speak, and I intended the pun. In most places, it's very hard now to try to talk about the ammunition, to talk about the zombie ammunition, the hollow points, the dead right there ammunition, the 45, the 10 millimeter, the 44 mag, because people with 140 million households of guns, the citizenry just isn't stupid anymore. They understand that whatever firearm you use is just a tool, and that tool is being used to stop the threat, in whatever manner, you choose to do that. Fortunately, Ted Nugent and Bill Frady choose to use a 10 millimeter. And so that really doesn't have that much of an impact anymore. There's a lot of people out there who write books, and they talk about, make sure you use the same ammunition that the police are using. Make sure you don't use too much gun, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? it all comes down to one point. Were you in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, with the ability and opportunity and jeopardy being there, and you use the firearm to stop the threat and to make yourself safe. So, you know, maybe 25 years ago when most of America or maybe part of the jury pool was ignorant and they could play off that, but hell, most of the jury pool knows more than the prosecutor is going to know and the police officers know about firearms.
I've often wondered when the prosecutors are going to wise up and say to themselves, maybe we need to educate ourselves on what we're talking about.
Well, you know what? If you're a good prosecutor, you're a good defense attorney, and I learned this at the early age. I wasn't even in law school yet. I did an internship with one of the best criminal defense attorneys in the world, bar none. And I realized after working for him, it didn't matter what the issue was as a criminal defense attorney. He had a forensic psychologist that testified for a couple hours on his behalf. He had to know everything. He had to know the same words, the vernacular. He had to be as knowledgeable as every witness on that stand, as every expert witness. And so it's incumbent upon an attorney. We got to know as much as the person we're cross-examining, if not more. And really, a good prosecutor is going to understand that. And I think that's why you're finding less and less self-defense cases are being tried. In my experience, most of the prosecutors are saying, you know what, I'm not going to win this thing. And if I win this thing, I lose, and I lose the election. I don't know if anybody's been following. There was a University of Cincinnati police officer who pulled over an African-American in a routine traffic stop, tried to get him on the seat unbuckled, was trying to get the person out of the car. The car takes off. The gun is discharged, strikes the person in the head, and now the cop's on trial for murder. Well, it's been a hung jury two times in a row. So I doubt there's going to be a third trial. But again, the jury isn't stupid, and they understand what's going on. And so it's important for us to all realize that it's not stupid. But me saying that, I'm creating a brand new seminar, and you guys are going to hear this first. I'm not quite completed with it, but if you use a firearm in self-defense, everything that you have done and said is under scrutiny. And so I have step-by-step instructions, how to wipe your Facebook page, how to get rid of Twitter, how to get rid of LinkedIn, how to shut everything down right away, because that's the first thing you're going to do. They're going to jump on all that stuff. But you know what? If they want to do it, let's make them get a subpoena. Let's make them talk to your criminal defense attorney. Let's make sure there's a hearing. Let's make sure that, you know, there's a motion eliminating filed to make sure they can't get the stuff. And that being said, you got to make sure that you're not Dr. Death online. That you don't sound like you're just itching to pull that trigger. I mean, folks, come on. I mean, it's fun to play, but think about it. If you're a concealed carry holder or you're an American and you're prepared to use lethal force and self-defense to protect me, Bill Frady, yourself or your kids or your family, you want to make sure that you set yourself up ahead of time and you don't come across looking bad or giving a prosecutor something to use against you from social media. And so I started thinking about that because every time the first thing you do is let's look at the Facebook page. Well, we don't need pictures. I mean, so, you know, that's the next one.
Yeah. In the next segment, we're going to got some questions in the chat room from the ninjas. I'm going to throw them your way. As a matter of fact, let's do one real quick. What do you think about the Florida challenge to the stand your ground ruling from that judge?
You know what? It's, unfortunately, judges are getting to be like something we all have. It's like an opinion. Everybody has one.
Right.
They're not really following the law, and it's kind of confusing. And when you look at all of a sudden what happened with the small adjustments they made to stand your ground, again, that's one judge. There's a legislature that's been behind stand your ground, so we just got to see how it's going to shake out. But, you know, I always tell people, whether you're in a duty retreat state or you're in your stand your ground state. And all the stand your ground means is that you don't have a duty retreat. So let's take the dirty hairy out of it. What did you just learn last segment? You can use lethal force when you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, and that's the only way you can save your life and avoid death or harm.
The judge who levied that stay on that, he said that the only way for this to be fixed is through the Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court. He doesn't believe there is a legislative fix for that. Isn't that sort of brassy of him to say that. I mean, he's not out there to make that call, is he? That's not his job.
No, and one thing that's sure, you know, we have legislative, we have judicial, we have the executive branch. If it's a law and the law isn't correct, the law is corrected by the legislature drafting a law that the courts define or command to be legal. The courts can take a look at things and say, you know what, legislature, you got to make these modifications to make this constitutional, make this legal, or whatever the standard is. It's not for a court. That's called legislating from the bench. And
right.
We don't do that. Well, the Ninth Circuit does that, but in general knowledge, we don't do that.
And all that they said was the prosecutor has to prove a crime was committed. Basically, he had to prove it, the crime was committed before they could take him to court. Is that about right? Before they could charge him with a crime, that the preponderance of burden of proof was on the prosecutor and not on the shooter, not on the defender.
Well, and that's the way it is in Florida. For instance, in Ohio, which we're trying to change and we're almost there, the burden of proof is on the person who uses lethal force. In Ohio, I have to prove by a preponderance of the evidence, which is just more likely or not, just a barely tipping the scales, that I reasonably use self-defense. Then the burden shifts to the prosecutor to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I didn't properly use lethal force. But in Florida, the prosecutor always has the burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that their use of lethal force is improper. And that was something that was unique, that it's unique to Ohio, that the burden of proof is on us,
right,
the defendant.
Well, we're going into the break. When we get back, more questions from the ninjas in the chat room. We're talking with Sean Maloney, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. You should be a member if you're not. SecondCallDefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself
and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. That's because it's Wednesday. It's the world according to Second Call Defense. And better than any ad is to have the guy that started it all, Sean Maloney. He's with us this evening. I was also asked in the chat room, this is a quick yes or no, did you know that Desert Eagle... He sent you a text or an email about him covering Second Call Defense on a radio show. Did you get that?
You know what? I can't remember. How long ago was it?
I would imagine it's been recent. How long ago was it, Desert Eagle? The other question is, what is your opinion on the anti-gun amendments added to the Pennsylvania Senate Bill 383 for teachers carrying guns in the school, which, you know, FASTA program, that kind of thing?
Yeah, they, you know, it was passed by the Senate, and I, Jim Irvine and myself, we spoke in, 2 years ago, I think, to the leaders of the Senate. And the really the only thing that they added to that could be considered adverse was, they asked for a psychological examination. Well, a lot of teachers get those anyhow, and, you know, if that's what it takes to carry, to protect our kids, then, you know, I don't care about that really. You know, I don't want it to be there, but it doesn't seem to be an impediment. Then being involved in that legislation, there was people talking about we need amendments, we need different things, we got to take care of this before we get to the House. But talking to the people that are in the know, nothing needs to really be done to this to get it to go through the House. I mean, it needs to be submitted as written, and then it needs to go through reconciliation between the House and Senate. So get it in place no matter what, and then work on fine-tuning if it needs to be. But, I mean, they throw their attachments on it in the end when they understand that it's going to go through. So it's not perfect, but I've always legislated from the point that, you know what, I'm going to get whatever I can. I'm going to get the best I can, and I'm going to make it better next session if I have to. So it's better than nothing. If we can, and let me tell you something. I know a half a dozen people that I was at TDI with from Pennsylvania that we put through the FASTA program. One was one of my best friends in college. He was an ER doctor for 25 years in Indiana, Pennsylvania, with his best friend as a superintendent. And they're the ones that have been fighting to bring this to Pennsylvania. So, you know, Mark Zielinski and Donnie Gibbon, God bless you guys. And, you know, it's taken some time, but Pennsylvania is on the verge. And I feel very special with Pennsylvania. Again, that's where I'm from. I have nieces and nephews. I have cousins with their kids. in Pennsylvania, I want them to be just protected, just as protected as the people in Colorado and in Ohio. And I throw Colorado in there because they have, now after the first class, which is very successful, now they have a waiting list of over 20 people and it's growing. The problem is the money to operate these classes are trickling in. Now, Buckeye Firearms, we're able to raise the money because we can do gun raffles. Now, we don't raise money because it's faster. People are giving us their money to win a gun, which is kind of disheartening because you can't figure out why they're not jumping on both feet. And then I start thinking, Bill, we've had conversations, and you have referred your friends to me in the gun industry, holsters that have supplied me with holsters. But it's time with the OEMs. It's time for Glock. It's time for Cabela's. It's time for Smith & Wesson to say, you know what? We directly benefit from protecting our children with firearms. Mossberg, you know, 7 miles away from Sandy Hook. You directly benefit from a faster program where we can use your firearms to protect our kids. But the OEMs and the big people with the money to make these programs work, if you're listening to me out there, do the right thing and protect our children. Because in the long run, that's a generation that's buying guns tomorrow, and it's just the right thing to do, guys. You know, you got to get a hold of Laura Carno, FasterColorado.com, Ohio, FasterSavesLives.org. Click on the Donate Now buttons, Glock, Mossberg, whoever's listening to me out there, give me a call. The holster companies, give me a call. And it's all tax deductible, and it's protecting the people that are being attacked by firearms by the good guy and the good girl with the gun with your firearms. So let's make this work, and we should never deny you and I, Bill, make our decision that we're going to protect ourselves because we know that our self-defense is our personal business. And we also are smart enough to realize that the police cannot be there to save us and to help us. So, God, don't we want to give our children the same benefits? Don't we want to protect our children the same way? And that's what FASTER is all about. And what we need now, everything's in place. We just need the money.
I need to have Laura back on, and we need to talk about how that's being implemented and stuff like that.
You do, because it's pretty amazing what she's done.
Now, is Pennsylvania, do they know about the FASTER program, or are we going to be implementing that in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the people, as I said, Mark Zelensky, Donna Gibbon, a few other people, the people that pushed their legislatures to get as far as they've done, they already took FASTER training. We had them there. They took it, and they said, God, we need this in Pennsylvania. And they've had to change the law to get it in there. And they're on the cusp of changing the law in Pennsylvania to permit teachers to carry firearms instead of school safety zone to protect their kids. So now, like I said, the Senate's done. We're looking for the House. It's a common piece sense of legislation, similar to what's in Ohio. School boards, district by district, if you want to do it, it's for you. Then do it. Here it is. And this is the training we're going to offer. So, you know, it won't be long. We'll have the decision. But it's hard to believe that someone can say, no, I don't want to protect children. Because, you know what, we live in a broken world. When you and I went to school, Bill, you know what we did? You know what we were worried about? Our air raid sirens and our air raid drills, getting under the desk, worried about being nuked. That was our concern. We didn't have the concern with an active killer coming in our schools and just systematically killing our students and us one by one because they want to get a number. We didn't have to worry about terrorists coming over from the Middle East and deciding just to slaughter a school full of people to change the lives of all America. But now we do. And we know it's coming. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, Masaoud, we've all said the same thing. It's going to happen again.
Right.
Well, you know what? We know it's going to happen again, so we have to be prepared. It's our duty to protect our children.
Being asked how much does it cost per student in the FASTER program?
Generally speaking, now this is $1,000 per student, but that's with hotel. If they're out of the area, that's with 3 days of training. That's with the ammunition. That's with everything. And the training they receive is world-class training. If you can afford $20, you can afford $20. You can do $1,000, do $1,000. If you can train a school, do $25,000. Whatever the ability is, you know, we'll build a class $25 at a time. I want to reach out to everybody there. It's so fulfilling. And I want to also tell you, if you want to take a FASTER class, We are now reserving and holding two or three spots per class open for people that want to actually take the class. Whether it's in Ohio or whether it's in Colorado, you're not going to get a scholarship. You're going to pay your way, but you're getting world-class training. And it's something that you should all take advantage of just to see what it is. But the training is second to none. We start out with mindset. We get into tactical combat casualty care, stop the bleed. We get into mindset, and then we're on the range. And then we're on force. We're on range again. And it's an amazing 3 days of training, and it will change your life, and you'll be so much better that in Colorado, for example, they have a very tough post. To graduate from their shooting course is tough. And out of the 17 people that did it, only one failed, and that person just didn't make the 25-yard shot. 25 yards, folks. There's some people out there that can't even begin to make that shot. She didn't, and she's going to requalify probably this week, and I'm confident that she can make it. But it's something that is needed. Think about what it's like in a school. You know, people say, well, what if they accidentally shoot a child? Let me tell you something, folks. Nothing is worse than watching children be executed one by one by one and not being able to stop it. And, folks, when you make your schools a no-gun zone, when you don't let your English teacher, your gym teacher, your administrator carry a firearm to stop the bad guy with a gun, you're inviting that into your environment. And I pity you if you ever have to call me or my relatives and tell me that my son's not coming home, because that's a dereliction of your duty, and you owed it to us, and we owe it to each other to make sure that's done.
I'm going to have to leave it right there with you. Good ending to that. Now you can go home from the Friends of the NRA meetup, and
that's
we'll
right.
talk again soon. I got something to talk to you about tomorrow that you had indicated interest that might, I think, save you from point A to
Perfect.
Point B now.
FasterColorado.com, click donate now.
There you go. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.